Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
David Hochberg is in our studio, the Vice President of Lending at Homeside Financial, and Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor. Bridget, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Mr. Hochberg.
How you doing, bud?
Why'd you bring Bridget in?
Because I learned something very valuable during a meeting about 3-4 weeks ago with the Cook County Land Bank. I, in coordination with BMO Harris, who's on Home Sweet Home Chicago, reached out to the Black, Brown, and Latinx community to bring financial literacy into those communities. So we had our first meeting with the Salem Baptist Church. We did a Zoom credit enhancement seminar for over 300 people. It was a 45-minute seminar, if you will, and then we took questions for almost an hour and a half. And long and short of it is we want to bring literacy, financial literacy, to those communities so they can buy homes. And our goal was to reach out to the Cook County Land Bank, which Bridget has got a major factor and force in, and try to, you know, merge both entities. And I learned a ton about it. I thought it'd be interesting for your listeners.
What's the Cook County Land Bank?
So the Cook County Land Bank is a public-private partnership with the county. After the financial crisis, when there was tons of vacancy and foreclosure, even in neighborhoods that had, you know, healthy demand, we came in and said, you know, what's going on here? Why is this happening? Why is there so much vacancy? And what we realized is it isn't that people don't want to buy homes. It isn't even that they can't get a mortgage or there's not great local developers. It's that the back taxes, title, clearance, all of that court system, especially in foreclosure, was putting a brick on these communities. And so we came in, clear tax and clear title, and with no public subsidy, recruited some small Black and Latino developers, other developers, all in the community, sold them the property, and they go in rehab.
So when I drive through some of these neighborhoods and I see homes that are in disrepair and or are vacant, and I say, why?
Yeah.
Why hasn't somebody invested a modest amount of money and developed it? I mean, there's opportunities there.
Absolutely.
I presume those properties could be acquired relatively inexpensively. And if you flip them, is that what we're talking about?
That is exactly what you're talking about. And your question of when I drive around and see this vacancy, why is that? It's a great question because, you know, we just passed our 1,000th rehab. And these are all for market and 90% of them are for home ownership in all the neighborhoods, west side, south side, and south suburbs. But one of the things we discovered is there's this part of the tax system in Cook County called the scavenger sale, where if someone has walked away, hasn't paid their taxes in years, it kind of gets dumped into this other bucket, and getting it out of there is almost impossible for a layperson who isn't a professional tax buyer. So that stuff sits there because there isn't enough demand because it's so expensive and time consuming to get something out of the scavenger sale that most people say, I'm only going to go for gentrifying neighborhoods or where I think there's going to be a big upswing.
Well, does a bank own those properties?
No, they're kind of in limbo. They're
somebody
not really owned
them
by
and
anybody.
Walked away.
Somebody owned them and walked away. Somebody died. You know, they couldn't make the mortgage. And so what you see is, this is the government's responsibility. If the market mechanism of clearing the back taxes isn't working like it works in neighborhoods with higher property values, and it's our job to come in, fix that, so you don't have to subsidize markets, so you just have to make it work.
That property is sitting there. Nobody's been paying taxes on it the year. I want to go ahead and buy it and rehab.
Yeah.
And you go, well, there's a lien against this thing, or the taxes are due in arrears.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'll pay the taxes going forward.
Right.
Previously, you would have had to pay them.
You would have had to pay them in arrears, but even worse than that is, so say something's been vacant for 10 years, you're running that meter of back taxes, fines, fees, all of that you're never going to collect. But the bigger problem is it takes 2.5 to almost 3 years of required legal process, appraisals, court appearances, all this nonsense, to get a property that's been vacant for a decade.
You could walk
someone
up to it and say,
rehab.
Hey, this thing's a mess.
Yes.
You want to buy it? Fine. If you will invest in it. So then I'm not going to buy it and just let it sit though, right? What happens
right,
then?
When the land bank comes in, we clear the tax and title. We sell it to a local developer. They have 6 months to start. It's got to be completed in a year. We have design standards. It has to pass inspection so the homeowner can get a mortgage.
You sell it to a local developer.
Yep.
Who sets the price on that?
The market.
So you say, okay, it's available now.
Yeah, and then, it's available now.
And then construction firms show up and go, hey, I'll...
The local developers, we have about 500 now that we've recruited over the course of time. They have their own, you know, some of these guys have started out small. We have people now that started out doing single family homes with us that are now doing multifamily units.
Do you auction it off or do you set a price first come, first serve? How do you determine
It's kind of auction. It's on the website. So the whole point is you don't need to have a lobbyist. You don't need to get go through city council approval. You don't need any of that
stuff. How much do these homes go for?
Everything from $1,500 to $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
$1,500.
Yeah. $1,500.
What a shame that for $1,500, at least in the past, I'm glad to hear that going forward, there's a mechanism for this. Is this a new thing, this land bank?
So we've been around for 10 years, but, you know, it's taken, after the financial crisis, we started in and then we got into the scavenger sale. But we actually, crazy enough, even as the public-private partnership with the government, still have to go through the same court process as somebody else to clear the tax and title.
Oh, really? You don't get to cut the line?
We don't get to cut the line. We're trying to make it streamlined. But now that property's coming through the pipeline. And like I said, we just did our 1,000th rehab, and that's 1,000 homes on different blocks throughout the city.
1,000 homes that are what?
Rehabbed, single-family homes, two flats, four flats, home 90% home ownership. So now you're adding to the tax base. You know, the Cook County Land Bank, because of the homes we've rehabbed, there's an additional $7.5 million every year that's being paid in taxes that wasn't being paid before.
You've turned a pig into a princess, right? So now you have a livable, and these homes are beautiful. I saw what these contractors did. It's unbelievable. These homes that are selling for $300,000, $350,000, $400,000 would go for like $800,000-$900,000 on the North Shore. It's just location. But now you not only have you converted 1,000 empty homes, you're also bringing opportunities to the businesses within those communities, because those residents need some place to shop and service their house.
You're also talking about the contractors.
Absolutely.
Sure.
One of them is on a phone line. I was sitting in a parking lot one time, and David Hochberg calls me, and he starts to tell me this story. And I said, David, I only have a half an hour here. And he said, well, it's going to take longer than that. But after a few conversations, I think we've distilled down to a pretty good summation of what this land bank is all about. But you were very excited about it, as I recall.
Well, sure.
And I can understand why. Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor is here, too, who you've many times heard on this radio station. And David, of course, is the Vice President of Lending at Homeside Financial. And the idea is that the county clears the way for these properties so that they can be sold, rehabbed, people can move into them. And it's a great gig for contractors.
Yep.
Minority contractors particularly, although not exclusively, right?
No, not exclusively.
Anybody can buy these properties and then rehab them?
Absolutely.
But I suppose since we're talking about Southwest, Southside, Westside, South Suburbs, there's probably a higher probability that it'll be a minority contractor that would move in there. Are these mom-and-pop shops, or are they major corporations that are...
Mostly mom-and-pop shops, but
really?
The best part about it is a lot of them have started out as mom-and-pop shops, and they're growing bigger and bigger. So you start out doing a single-family home, maybe a 2-4 flat, then you start doing a 6 flat, and now then you know, one of the developers we actually have on later, Benita, she's paired together with four other developers. So the five of them bought an entire block in Woodlawn.
Oh, really?
22 lot, you know, all these lots, they're building 22 homes together to change the whole neighborhood.
That's Benita Harrison, the CEO of Sunshine Management. Hey, Benita, this is John Williams. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Wow. What a project, huh?
It is. It's a big project. It's a project that we're proud of, too. So it was five individual, distinct, local black developers. We came together to buy back the block. And we all together, our impact, we've done over 600 units. We've committed more than $100 million to black wealth here on the south side of Chicago. We provide over 150 jobs in that community that's returning citizens, Section 8 recipients, aging citizens. And our contribution to the annual tax dollars is $1.5 million per year.
That's the numbers you were talking about. I mean, there's so, I guess the trickle down or trickle up is amazing. Just think about the property taxes that we're reclaiming.
Yes.
Rather, every one of those little dilapidated houses is a potential cash register if we would just fix it up and ring it.
Yep.
So move somebody in there. But really, so you've taken over a whole block then, Benita?
An entire block.
I want to see this. How long have you all been working on that?
We just broke ground May 17th. We've excavated, put foundations in. We're actually doing the water and sewer right now. So they'll be delivered to market within 6 months.
That's the program, right? You've got to be able to turn them around pretty quickly.
Yep.
So then what was the cost to you? How much did it cost to buy a block worth of houses?
We bought each lot. So each lot was like $6,000. The total cost of construction is $550,000 per building.
$550,000
per building.
Oh, because these aren't just individual units. These are multi-units that you're talking about?
So they're, right, they're three flats. So the thought process is that a homeowner would come in and they'll use the other two units to subsidize the mortgage and add some cash flow. So you're coming in, you're building wealth, you're building equity, and you also get to take advantage of the tax incentives and different things like that. So we're looking to maybe even hold on to a lot of the current population so they can, you know, they can stay within their community.
Sure, but am I doing the math right on this? You buy that lot for $6,000. I mean, that's nothing. But then you're going to invest $550,000 onto that lot for the three flat?
Absolutely.
And then you've got to find three buyers then.
One buyer
for the three units. And then this thing has to be cash positive. What if you or they are upside down on it? What if they can't find the tenants? What if it doesn't appraise or sell at the values that you're thinking about?
Well, given the market value, it will. So we trust the market. We believe in the market, and we pretty much know that it works. So I'm also a realtor. I own a brokerage company as well. So we really study the market, and we don't go in without understanding the numbers first.
Yeah.
So that's very important. And the other side to that, we have a homeowner that they're going to utilize two other units to assist with their mortgage.
Yeah.
So the current rental price over there, it actually covers and adds an additional cash flow to each owner.
But I'm thinking Woodlawn. I know part of that neighborhood. Maybe I don't know all of that neighborhood. Are there $500,000 three flats in Woodlawn?
There are.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll fit in the community, although it'll be an upgrade, it sounds like, on that block. Wow. How far south are you? 6,000? How far
5,300.
South?
5,300.
5,300
lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. What do you two think about this?
Well, we've been talking about this on this radio station, that we have to do something with the underserved areas in order to get them back up to par with the other areas in the city. And part of the challenge is there hasn't been financing available for these developers. And what came out of the meeting with the land bank was BMO Harris knows where they have to help these developers like Bonita and the other gentlemen that were there to provide financing for them so they could finance the cost of building so they can make a profit.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, too. Is it hard to get a loan? Or I wonder if an independent minority builder like you, Bonita, had trouble previously or currently getting the financing.
Yes, access to capital is an issue here on the south side of Chicago. The cost of construction has raised crazy, as you've mentioned. So, again, with the help of Cook County Land Bank, they've helped us kind of like create strategic partnerships with other government agencies to try to acquire loans and things like that for the building. So we're able to acquire it. So CIC, I'm not for sure if you're familiar with them, but CIC and CCLF is two of the lenders that we're using for the construction.
What about this, Bridget?
So, look, I mean, most of our developers, hundreds of them, most of them get money from two places. The Community Development Finance Institution, so Chicago Community Loan Fund, Chicago Investment Corp, Community Investment Corp, those are some. And then some of them are from what people call kind of hard money lenders, although that sounds negative and it's not. Renovo is one of them. They have higher rates, but they also service these guys really well. And they're super efficient. They do great underwriting. And so... But the commercial banks are really not a part of this equation. Now, some of the commercial banks give money to some of the community development finance institutions, but with the number of projects, for example, Bonita has done, she's got a massive amount of a portfolio, a great track record. How do we get more this direct commercial lending is a question.
Everything about this sounds right to me. And, you know, we're always quick to decry when government or somebody fails, but this sounds like a good idea with good people behind it. Bridget Gaynor, Cook County Commissioner. Hawk, thanks for telling us about this. And Bonita, I want to check out your block and some of these buildings. We need to stay in touch with you and share photos and kind of follow the journey. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. I would love to.
Yeah. CEO of Sunshine Management, Bonita Harrison. And both of you, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you all.